You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran joins us for our Friday financial update. Brian is the president of John Moore Associates, and I can't think of a time we've visited that we didn't remind you about an opportunity to find some great resources. Just about any question you could probably come up with in regards to your stewardship with the resources that God has provided for you. You have a question about it. The Insights tab at johnmoore.com is a free resource to go check out, and is continually being updated. It's relevant, and we hope you take advantage of that. But Brian, thanks not only for the resources you provide there on the Insights tab, you and your team, but for the time you take to join us just about every Friday for our Friday financial update. Glad to have you on.
Yeah, it's always a highlight of each week, Steve, to be here with you. So thank you.
Well, as we prepared for this week, I know you've been busy. You've been doing some traveling, and you get to the conventions and the meetings that you attend, and are always kind of refueled. I think, Brian, and one of those areas that came up recently for you, I know, is the topic of legacy, and it's not an unfamiliar topic to our audience. Coming from you, but really interested to hear what new thoughts or revisit thoughts that we've talked about in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. And Steve, as you mentioned, I get to participate in this growing space of biblical finance. And for those who aren't aware, there is an incredible grassroots movement happening, not just nationwide, but worldwide, where more and more professionals are implementing their faith and implementing biblical principles in the way they do their work in the world of finance, whether it's accountants, investment managers, financial planners, attorneys. There's just an incredible movement happening. So you will probably see that more and more if you're a believer. You're going to see more and more references in the marketplace of folks who are applying faith to their financial decision making. And that's encouraging. But as you said, one of the speakers at an event I attended this week was really highlighting the idea of legacy. And what he said that really stood out to me that I will definitely take into conversations with folks that we serve is the idea that we all have a legacy. You don't choose whether or not you'll have a legacy. You get to choose the legacy you do have and that you leave. But this idea that we all have something that we're leaving in the world, whether it's positive or negative, and it could be a reflection, Steve, as you said, how we steward the resources God's bestowed upon us, or how we steward our relationships, how we serve, how we are sacrificially giving to others or not, how we handle our families and how we raise our children. These things all feed into our legacy, and then money is certainly part of that.
Yeah, you know, okay, so a little lighthearted, but I'm going to hope that part of the legacy that I leave is that my children will call their children on their birthday and sing happy birthday in a loungy kind of way to their kids, just kind of the made-up lyrics to a happy birthday song. And at this point, I think when my grown kid's phone rings on their birthday, I can almost feel the eyes roll, but I love them to death and hope that, legacy is a serious thing, let's have some fun as well.
Absolutely. And the speaker gave two questions I'd encourage our listeners to contemplate on. And I'll repeat these so that you can, pull over and scribble them down if you're driving. The first is, what's the greatest compliment you could receive? Which I thought that question was just excellent to identify what's important to you and where are you putting your self-worth and what do you want to present to the world? So again, what is the greatest compliment you could receive? And the second question was, if you could be known for only three things, what would they be? And I thought that one in terms of legacy is really great, because God could call any of us home tomorrow. You know, Steve, I try to take great care of my health. I'm in my 40s. I hope I have 50 years left to meet my children my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, but I don't know. And so I need to be thinking about this no matter what the age and stage. So again, if you could be known for only three things, what would they be? And what's been really fun for us, Steve, is we work with folks, especially in their 70s and 80s, especially when they reach a place of financial maturity where they've reached contentment and peace of mind with their personal finances, and they can stop thinking about surviving and having enough, they start thinking more about, you know, their legacy and what are they leaving behind, and how are they preparing the next generation of stewards. And these are conversations that just weren't had 50 or 100 years ago because people didn't have the privilege of having that, you know, that capacity, right? But it's really something we should all consider.
Yeah, you know, and as I think about legacy, Brian, how important is it to have the right heart about it, in that, you know, I don't want to leave a good legacy so people speak well of me. I want to leave a good legacy so those in my circle of influence are encouraged to emulate the good parts of the legacy that we can leave behind. So it makes them a better person and blesses them. And, you know, I have to think that are those, because we've had conversations about leaving a financial legacy for our family. And, you know, there may be those who hear us and go, you know what, I'm just going to live my life. I'm not concerned about legacy. But I think it's something we really do need to be conscious of, especially as a way of continuing to share the love that we have for our family and those in our sphere of influence.
Absolutely. And I think that goes to that first question, Steve, what you were alluding to, what's the greatest compliment you could receive? And I think for a lot of us, it might be as simple as, I want to live like Steve. I want to live like whoever. You know, we had an interaction with a client on Tuesday, and I came away from it just blown away. This family has 6 figures in home repairs due to some water damage to their home. And they have a beautiful home with some very special, you know, finishes that were ruined in this water damage. And the entire time they're talking about it, they're smiling and laughing and talking about dealing with the insurance company. And, you know, their goal with the insurance company is just to make sure their contractors that they've really come to appreciate are paid properly and made whole. And in the middle of the process, their air conditioner went out, and they're in Arizona, so that's crisis mode. Air conditioner going out in September in Arizona is a very bad thing. And they can't acclimate the new wood they're putting in the house because the air conditioner's out. So a lot of people would be feeling like this spiraling out of control. And they're laughing, they're trusting God, and they're caring about other people first in this time when they could be very much, you know, woe is me, and, you know, what do I need to get my house put back together? You know, they're loving on their contractors that are there. And it just, that was kind of my thing. You know, if I think about that couple, you know, what a compliment it'd be to say, I want to be like them when I grow up, you know, and mature my faith and my spirit such that I can live like that in a time of what most people consider a bit of a crisis in their family. And so it's just, it's a great attitude to go about life, to be as intentional as to be thinking about your legacy. And again, you're going to have one, but is it the legacy you really want? Is it a legacy you'd be proud of or ashamed of? And I think it's a great question for all of us to contemplate.
Yeah. And you know what? I would say this at any age, you know, if maybe you're hearing this and going, oh boy, I know in some areas I do regularly, but take a step in the right direction. Now, I was going to say today, but now, take a step in the right direction. And as you practice doing that, you'll be encouraged. And again, your family and friends will be encouraged. And when you're gone, that portion of your legacy will be something that will continue to bless others. And Brian, any part of this that eventually may end up on the Insights tab?
We'll see. I might actually do a separate interview with the gentleman who was speaking on this topic, because he studied it very deeply from just he's an estate attorney. So he talks a lot about legacy. So he studied it from a professional point of view and a biblical point of view, and just a lot of powerful messaging there for all of us.
Yeah. And anything on the Insights tab you want to call attention to for the listener?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a new article that was just posted by Bethany Miller, who's one of our assistant financial advisors, very bright young woman, great professional. And it's all about the FIRE movement. If you haven't heard of the FIRE movement, it's financial independence, retire early. It's 20 and 30 year olds who are living extremely frugally and saving everything they can so they can retire early. And Bethany did a great job explaining what that movement is, and then sort of judging the trade-offs of that. You know, what are the good and bad, and where is it maybe falling short for some people who had high expectations for this idea of being, you know, financially independent at 35, 40, 50 years old.
All right. You'll find that on the Insights tab at johnmoore.com, a free resource for you to go to anytime. Brian, always appreciate your time and look forward to having you back on again next Friday.
Yeah, my pleasure, Steve. See you soon.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.